My first one is from Bill Henry. My first time at St. Mark's was 1988, when we were in the process of moving from Northwestern Ontario. It had been many years since I was able to worship in a Presbyterian church. On my first Sunday, I was drawn into a conversation with a lady who was obviously English. She introduced herself as Daphne and her husband, Kirkness. I mentioned that I, as a youngster in high school in Acton, Ontario, I had a big crush on a girl by the name of Kathy Kirkness. Kirk looked at me and said, "That's my cousin Charles' daughter." It is a small world. It made me welcome to St. Mark's congregation, a special one. And Jeannie and Brian have sent this all the way from Mexico. When I was 9 in 1966, we left Knox Church in Weyburn and moved to Moose Jaw and began attending service at St. Mark's. My mom and dad, Clarice and Archie Johnson, soon made some wonderful friends at church. Not many years after that, my dad became ill. Those church friends were a wonderful support. The same can be said for Brian's and my time at Knox Church in Briarcrest. The folks there were so welcoming. I really enjoy the St. Mark's and Knox Church's combined services. I have many good memories of many good Presbyterian friends over the years. And Peggy and Murray Tisdale. We were at St. Mark's from 1977 to 1985, when Reverend Farney was our minister. Reverend and Mrs. Farney had twin boys, and our son was little at the time also. We remember the children doing their Christmas and Easter programs. I also remember May Reed at the organ. She was very talented, and I sang in the choir. We always had choir practices, so there was special music for services and for Christmas and Easter specials. This is from Leslie. I moved to Moose Jaw in August of 83. These are a few of my memories. There are many memories associated with St. Mark's, but the day that stands out for me is August 5th, 1989, Bob and my wedding day. We had photos taken directly before the ceremony in a studio just down the street. So all dressed up, we just walked over to the church. There was the magical moment of my dad walking me down the aisle, and then the memory of me being distracted by the non-drip candles that were dripping onto the table. A moment that guests remember even 30 years later was when the minister, a family friend, demanded that Bob kiss me a second time, since the first time wasn't good enough.